Hey guys, Stu here. Episode 6 of Stu's Views. Hot on the heels of the last one I released a couple of days ago about Studio 54, as promised. And this time around, I'm not going to be talking any documentaries. I'm not going to be talking any films or any music, even though there is this is definitely a very music-related topic. And is a Studio 54 story in there too. But this time around, I'm going to be doing a book review, and in particular, a unabridged audiobook review of Rob Halford's autobiography, Confess. Now, bit of a backstory, I am a big Judas Priest fan, have been since I first heard them in, I want to say, 83 or 84. First song I ever heard or actually saw was a video for Take on the World from the Killing Machine album. And I really liked it a lot. And then Defenders of the Faith dropped, I believe it was, 83 or 84, something like, whatever it was. Defenders of the Faith came out pretty much soon after that. And I heard, actually, the song Heavy Duty was played on the independent radio station here, which led into the last song, Defenders of the Faith. And from there on in, became a massive Judas Priest fan. You know, heard all their albums, obviously, have seen them in concert twice, saw them once with Rob Halford in 1988 in May or early June, I can't remember when it was, at the Hammersmith Odeon when we were visiting England, my brother and my dad. Dad didn't go, of course, but my brother and I went, fourth row, thank you very much, at the Hammersmith Odeon. And I saw him a second time round in 2002, I think it was, when they came out with Ripper Owens on vocals, and that was at a much smaller place, and it was okay. It was perfectly fine. Nowhere near as good as the one I saw Priest with Halford in 88. But I heard about this book coming out and how it was supposed to be very revealing, hence the title Confess by Rob Halford. And when it came out, I think it was very late last year, I eagerly wanted it, but just never got around to buying it. Now, flash forward, or spin the clock back to about a week or so back, and my wife, who is a member of Audible, she was telling me about it. I said, oh, that's the audiobook. She goes, yeah. I said, oh. She goes, oh, I've got a whole bunch of credits in there from ones. You usually get a free credit to download stuff each month, and she just doesn't. She's only downloaded one or two over the few months that she's had it. She goes, oh, I've got a free credit if you want. I said, oh, actually, I really like the Rob Halford book, Confess, the audiobook. So my son got into her account and purchased it. So it was a free book, but legally bought, obviously, through the Audible site. And I downloaded it and put it through a Mac program, which converts Audible books because, I'd only stuck using their app only. So I converted it to a M4A file and popped it on my iPod and listened to it at work when I was at work last week over the course of three nights or so, something like that. And 12 and a half hours long, read by Rob Halford, had my fucking mind blown. Could not believe what I was hearing. And not to say he's lying, not that, but it's just that this has to be one of the most candid books I have read. The only other one that comes close, well, actually, the only other one that surpasses it is The Dirt by Motley Crue. But that, I don't think nothing will ever beat that in terms of sheer, you know, seediness and just sleaze. But Halford's book is very much an expose of his life told by him. And he doesn't hold back. For those of you who don't know Rob Halford, he is now an openly gay man, you know, nicknamed the Metal God because of his incredible vocal range, but was also closeted for decades of his life. And he talks very candidly about his times growing up in Birmingham, in England, his struggle with his homosexuality, his sort of survival, his need to survive. And Judas Priest survived by suppressing his homosexuality. And he's, I'll give a few spoilers here. Not too many. I really try and keep it spoiler-free, but there are some moments there that I need to touch upon. No pun intended, like the time when he was molested as a kid by one of his father's older friends. It's things like that. He's also his gay trysts, if you will, where he talks about, going to public restrooms at truck stops and satisfying men in glory holes. It's pretty full on. Even one of the glory hole recipients was actually a Judas Priest fan covered in priest patches on their denim jacket. So that was quite funny. Actually, in all honesty, and as candid and as revealing as this book is, there is also some very funny moments. And when it's, especially when it's read by Halford, it has that sort of twinge of cheekiness to it. Again, no pun intended. This could be like a goddamn carry-on episode. We just, double entendres all over the place. But I'm not going to do that. So what do you get in this book? Well, you get a warts and all story of Halford as a young man growing up, trying to just find his way in life. It's not all about his sexuality. It is a big part of it because it was such an important thing to him. And I mean, people knew, like, even back in the mid-80s, there was rumblings, Rob Halford's gay. And in all honesty, no one gave a fuck. Like, no one cared. And not to say that, oh, fuck you, we don't care about you. It's just like, it was not an important deal. And I think he even mentions that in the book. He says, like, all the band members basically knew, and they said to him, what took you so long to come out? But obviously it was a big deal to him. But there was also many, many people said, oh, Rob Halford's gay. And like I said, no one cared. Yes, no one cared then and no one cares now. It doesn't matter. It's everything he's given us over the last 50 years in Judas Priest and also as a solo artist, but more so obviously Judas Priest, that was important to us. You do get a lot of information about the albums that Priest made. Actually, like even some of the things he did solo-wise, you think, oh, I didn't think he was going to touch upon that album as much as he did. There's not a lot of bashing of KK Downing in this book, thankfully, because for those of you who don't know, KK Downing was one of the founding members of Judas Priest and left the band after 40-something years in 2012, I believe it was, or 2011, and wrote a tell-all book that I've not finished reading it. I've started it, but apparently it goes in the details that are not sort of favorable in the Priest camp. But Halford is restrained. He does not bash Downing. He actually speaks quite fondly of him. So that was good to see that it wasn't just this book didn't become sort of a response or a hit job on Downing in spots. It wasn't like that at all. It's actually read with and written with a lot of class, with lurid details throughout. There were some points that I thought he may have touched upon, like the death of Dave Holland, the drummer of Judas Priest for a decade, wasn't brought up at all. When it gets to the departure of KK Downing, he's not mentioned once ever again after that. There are some funny stories in there, like the time he went to Studio 54 in the late 70s, which harkens back to the episode I did before, and he said that he was with Andy Warhol and was off his face or something, which I'll get to Halford's confessional about his alcohol and drug abuse in a moment. But he talks about his time when he went to Studio 54 and he basically handcuffed himself to Andy Warhol, and that's a really funny story in there, like Warhol basically just saying, answering every question Halford had with, oh really, oh really, oh really. It was a very funny story as well. But Halford is also just as candid about his homosexuality as he is with his long bout with alcoholism and then his drug habit that he had. I didn't know that he was a heavy drinker to the point of basically being an alcoholic. And he mentions in this book that he never ever did a Judas Priest show sober. I'm like, wow. From the inception of Priest right up until 1987, just after the Turbo album. And he does talk quite at length about the Turbo album and that period in his life, which made me think when I listen to this book. Okay, so when we saw him in 88, he had just gotten sober about 6 months earlier, because I think he mentions he gets sober in around Christmas time of 87. So he was just starting to get his act together around the time when I saw him in 88. And I got to say, Judas Priest were fucking outstanding that night. Halford was on fire that night we saw him. So yeah, I'm glad to say it, once in my life I got to see Judas Priest with that classic lineup of Halford, Tipton, Downing, Hill, and Dave Holland. But yeah, he does mention that his alcoholism was destroying him. It was destroying the very few relationships that he had. Very strange that a guy actually like Rob Halford, when you see him, he's actually, don't make any jokes, but he's actually quite a good-looking guy, okay? So, but he talks about his struggles. He couldn't find men, and he had to hide himself, and you really feel empathy for him about, wow, it must have been just so difficult being in a, one of the top tier metal bands of all time, and having to hide everything like that. But he does speak candidly about his relationships that he did have and his neediness because he does speak about loneliness. He speaks a lot about his loneliness, how people would be cheering for Priest and he'd go off stage and he'd just go home a lonely man. And you think, wow, you don't expect that sort of thing. You always expect them to have somebody by their side. But I guess back in the 70s and 80s, it wasn't such a cool thing to do, or it wasn't such an accepting thing to do, I should say, as it is to the modern day. So, yeah, look, I don't want to give away too much about this because I'll start really getting the spoilers and ruin the whole book for you. I do not want to do that. Is this book a purchase? Oh, God, yeah. That's not even a thought. Just buy this book. If you're a fan of audiobooks, as I said, this is unabridged, so it is complete from start to finish. I don't think they do abridged audiobooks anymore. I think it's gone. I think now these days everything's unabridged, even if it's 20 hours or 12 hours or 8 hours or whatever. But this one is one of the top read audiobooks. It's only second to Leah Remini's book, Troublemaker, her audiobook, which I consider to be the best reading of a book ever. Her book, Troublemaker, is just fucking incredible. But the reading by Rob Halford on this is so good. It's really worth your time. If you do want to read it, pick it up. Physical format, digital format, whatever. It's up to you. If you're skeptical or dubious about the audiobook, I'm telling you now, take it from me. This is a great listen. A great listen by read by Rob Halford. And honestly, the 12 and a half hours just zips by really quick. It's one of the best rock books I've read in a long, long time. I've read Joe Perry's book, Rocks, and that was great too, but I'd give Halford one just the edge over that. And probably it's only because it's nothing to do with Perry's writing. It's more that I'm a bigger Judas Priest fan than I am an Aerosmith fan. I do like Aerosmith, but I'm a much, much bigger Judas Priest fan. So for me, it's hard to rank literature with numbers. Films and music, it's different. But I mean, recommendation-wise, oh God, get this book. And honestly, go out and buy it. Support the author. He has poured his heart and soul into this thing, and he does bring up a lot of things that will make your hair stick up and you'll think to yourself, holy shit, I didn't know that. Or he's got some balls saying that sort of thing. So, Rob Halford's book, Confess, absolute must read / listen, depending on which method you're going to go for. Anyway, that's it for this view. I've got another one coming up in about 2 to 3 days' time after this. That will be the last of the three that I promised you for that 7-day bracket, starting with the Studio 54, then this one, then the one that I'll be doing, or I'll be recording on Saturday morning. And go read Halford's book, Confess, buy it, get the audio book, do whatever, but you will not be disappointed. I think you'll really, really enjoy it, whether you're a Judas Priest fan or not. You'll get a lot out of this. So on that note, I'm going to say I'll catch you next episode and see you later. Bye.